He was dazed, nauseated, and tasting blood when he was dragged by a pair of Bloods out into the hall. He saw several of his companions lying pinned beneath several coat hearts apiece, including JB and Christy. Doc lay slumped against a wall with a visible side of his face, a bruise. A Blood woman danced around, flapping her gashed and bloody palm, as a burly man hammered Jack to the floorboards with the butt of a shotgun. All of this Ryan made out through balloon-like purple patches floating in front of him. Gradually, his vision cleared.
No! No!
Come here.
From the last bedroom on the west side, a large male Blood with black leather straps crossed over his hairy chest, like fetish suspenders, came out dragging Mariah by both pigtails clutched in a paw.
Got her!
Mariah grabbed the Blood's wrist with both hands. Somehow she twisted her head around and sank her teeth into the hand that held her hair. He yanked his hand away, then used it to backhand Mariah to the floor.
Bad call.
The girl instantly sat up. Blackness streamed from her eyes. It spun itself around the big Blood, who was so startled he froze. In an eye blink, a cocoon of swirling blackness enveloped him. Bits of pale skin and swatches of blood whipped around the cloud.
Stay down!
Ricky, who was being held up by a pair of Bloods while a third punched him in the stomach, sagged abruptly to his knees. The cloud jumped up, gouged through the ceiling into the attic, and swept forward with its base at a height of 5 feet. This time it cut all three cohorts apart and dropped their intact lower halves to the floor. Both hands that had been holding Ricky's wrists fell to the planking. Ricky threw himself down on his face and covered his head with both hands. The cohort who sat astride Jack had turned at the sound of her comrade's dying scream. Now she saw the cloud plunging toward her face. It took her head first. Somehow it sucked her right up off the supine jack, shredding her as it did.
Mariah.
She didn't hear Ryan, or if she did, she gave no sign. The girl was on her feet now, her right arm stretched out in front of her, controlling the Devil Vortex's dance with a hand like a white spider. She had a feral light in her eyes, and a slight, twisted smile set on her lips. Ryan rotated his head the other way. The cold hearts were beginning to galvanize to life, but it was already too late. The cloud expanded until it was as wide as the hall and swept down it to the stairs at waist height. A few legs and hands and weapons hit the warped planks. A chunk was gouged out of the west side wall as Mariah stalked by Ryan. Then the cloud had shrunk down to scarcely larger than the girl herself. It passed over the rail, hovered briefly, then dropped out of sight as she began to walk down the stairs.
Ryan!
That restored energy to Ryan's limbs. He staggered up and lumbered down the hall toward Christy, gathering momentum and focus. She stumbled toward him as the screaming rose from downstairs.
Fire blast.
Use your blaster.
Ryan turned, and Ricky pressed the grips of the Sig Sauer into his palm. Ryan closed his fingers around it.
Jack's got your panga.
Thanks. Now everyone grab what weapons you can, because we need to get downstairs in a hurry.